Today we have a guest joining us here this morning. Patrick Sampson is with us. Patrick is the Cass Health Laboratory Director here locally, and I want to talk a little bit about COVID-19 testing, because like a lot of things, supplies are short on some of these, and I need to get folks ready just in case they need that service. Patrick, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Thank you so much for the time. I know that the hospital sent out a note the other day just to let folks know that there is a shortage of testing, and this is not just with us, right?
Correct. It's throughout the nation.
And we've heard so much about supply chain issues and manufacturing delays and this kind of thing, and I guess is the COVID testing kind of falling into that same trap?
Yes, it does. We're just seeing such a huge high demand for tests that the manufacturers, you know, they are in the same situation as us with employees and staffing, and they are getting backlogged.
Well, and so many folks are looking to be tested for all kinds of different reasons. You know, it'd be one thing if it were just folks who are testing because they have some symptoms and are wondering if they might have the virus, but, you know, there are lots of different circumstances now where folks are looking to get tested. So are you just kind of asking them to be a little bit more aware of why they need the test and whether or not it's necessary?
Yes, we are. So, like, we've had, some people coming in for multiple tests throughout the week and coming in for those tests so that they can show their employers a negative result. And we're just trying to discourage the public from these practices. While we're supportive of the testing, we also have to be selective in how we're using our limited testing resources, so which is why we're encouraging those populations to use the at-home tests instead.
Yeah, it's almost a little bit of a catch-22 type situation because we've got so many folks out there in different industries, even something as simple as if you're going to maybe fly to a destination or something or go on a vacation, where folks are requiring certain testing be in a certain time frame before or maybe after they depart. You get these recommendations, but then, you know, the test might not be readily available too. What do folks do in those situations?
So in those situations, what I'm hearing out in the community is just trying to locate an area where testing is available that meets the requirements for that particular situation. If it's for airlines, you know, they're saying that they need a test within 24 hours. And so just trying to find a location where they can be tested and get the results within that time frame.
Yeah, I guess we've kind of cued people into and trained them a little bit to know what the process is and how this is going to work. But, you know, then shortages happen. There's not much you can do about it if the tests aren't readily available. So if folks do need testing right now, what is the process at the Cass Health facility?
So right now, we can still do testing for routine testing. We just send them to our reference lab, and we can get you results within 48 to 72 hours usually. There is a slight delay over the weekend, so it might be a little bit longer for you to get your results. If you're needing to be seen for in our emergency room or rapid care, the clinicians are making the determination whether or not to do a rapid test in-house.
Okay, and you use the word regular. What do you mean by that?
For a routine test?
Yes.
So the routine tests are just essentially, we have a little bit of time for you to get a result. You don't need an immediate result for care to proceed. You have time to wait. Essentially, you just don't need to know right that minute what if you're positive or negative.
Okay. All right. Because it just is the sad fact of it is the testing has to be sent off then and then come back from the lab?
Correct.
Okay. And as you mentioned, 48 to 72 hours typically is what will be the turnaround time for that. If folks use those at-home tests, how reliable are those?
So there's a lot of different variables that go into the reliability or the sensitivity of those tests. You know, just from different people collecting those samples can create a difference in the result that you might get. So making sure that you follow the manufacturer's instructions that come with the kit to a T making sure that you dot your I's and cross your T's and follow the instructions as best as you can will give you the most reliable results from that test.
Okay. And I know some folks, when it comes to, like travel or perhaps some employers or what have you that do require maybe some testing, they may not necessarily accept the at-home tests, but at least it gives you a barometer for that day of where you are and whether you need to maybe follow up with a hospital test.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And if they do need to follow up, if they do come up with a home test, then what would they do? Would they call, stop up, or would it be available for them?
So if they've got a result from home, I would just review the CDC guidance that's been published and follow those recommendations.
So right now we're just, more so asking folks just to continue to use those common practices we use like during flu season, where we wash our hands, we cover ourselves, and make sure that we try to stay as healthy as possible. Just the testing won't necessarily be as readily available for folks as it has been. Okay.
Yep.
Patrick, do you have any feel for how long this shortage might take? Are you getting any feedback at all on what the turnaround time will be and when the ramp up can happen with manufacturers?
So it's kind of hit or miss out there from a lot of different manufacturers. It's not only with the COVID supplies, but just supplies in general throughout healthcare are being backlogged. The manufacturers are doing as much as they can to mitigate the delays, but we're ultimately just seeing them. We hope that we can get supplies back in the next couple weeks. However, it's not set in stone. We don't have a guarantee yet that the supplies that we've ordered will come in. We won't know until they actually ship.
Well, and then, of course, the danger with supply chain issues right now is once you get a supply back in, and that might be exhausted, there's no guarantee, I suppose, that you'll have supplies ready for you again to be able to replenish and keep it going.
That's correct.
Yeah.
We're just kind of in this gray area that there's not a whole lot of, 100% guaranteed this or that.
Yeah. So basically, you know what we know, huh?
Yeah.
It's kind of how it goes, unfortunately, these days. So again, we don't want to make light of this too much. It's an important thing, and it's very serious to some folks. But it is also a shortage, and it's nothing we can deal with here locally except to deal with it the best we can. But different types of tests we talked about, like at-home tests, those types of things, are they just readily available at retailers?
Yep. So throughout the county, they've got them throughout the community. There are at the public health building and various other places. Hopefully, Cass County or Cass Health will have these test kits as well. We've put in our order. Now we're just waiting to get them from the state.
Okay.
So that we can hand them out as well.
All right. And if anybody needs any more information, is there a place online they can find that?
So on our website, we actually have a COVID section that you can go and get some more information.
Okay. So that's where we can find trusted information. Just don't Google it. You want to get trusted stuff that you can depend on. And casshealth.org is the website?
Yes.
All right. Easy
enough.
And also
just following up with your primary care physician if you have any questions.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah. Well, you could always schedule a doctor's appointment. Absolutely. All right, very good. Well, if folks have any more questions, again, you can find out more online, casshealth.org. Patrick Sampson is the Cass Health Laboratory Director. Well, we hope to get this all cleared up here very soon. Patrick, thank you so much for what you do, and we look forward to hearing back about a fresh set of supplies.
Thank you very much.